For the Beaver Radio Network, I'm Brian Schultz. Beaver men's hockey team will head to Marquette this weekend, play Northern Michigan, joined by Riley Funk. Riley, the term has been used several times by Coach Sertori. We're in a funk right now. With your name, I'll ask you this. How do you get out of it?
Yeah, I don't think I have an answer any better than anybody else, regardless of the name. But he has used that quite a few times. I've heard it over the course of the last few days, and you know, that's what we're in. We're in a funk, and it's a good way to put it. And let's get out of that funk.
I don't need you to give specifics, because what happens in that locker room is between this team. But everyone has the Hollywood version of what happens when a team is struggling, and somebody's giving a rah-rah speech in that locker room, and everybody comes out, and of course you win the next game. Has that locker room been any different? Has the feel, the vibe been any different?
Well, for sure the vibe gets a little tenser in the moment, right? And without going into any specifics, it's like, guys, in these moments you talk, and there's guys who say things, and we come in and we try to get each other going. But I've always been a believer of you can only say so much, and it's what happens on the ice Friday night and into Saturday night. It's you can do and you can get the guys going, but regardless of what's said, we're the ones who control it on the ice, and we've got to show up. And it's you put your money where your mouth is, and if we do that, if we show up, and regardless of the skill or the mistakes, it's if you show up and you keep it simple and you work your butt off, you put yourself on the right side most of the times.
At any point, have you had a feeling of, oh, here we go again?
It's you reminisce about it a bit. Like, it's not good, but I do. I'm a true believer, like full believer of, we came out better because of that little skid last year. Now, would I have liked to go through it? No, but you kind of make the most of it. And I think that good teams, and you see it in the NHL, I think. Like, you watch great teams go through a brutal stretch, and they come out and they just go on a run. And I'm not saying that that's what's going to happen here, but I think that you learn from your mistakes, and you learn when the going gets tough that you can become a better person because of it and become a better player because of it.
You chose Northern Michigan to be your home. 2 years later, now Bemidji's your home. In a way, how good is it that you do have two college hockey homes?
Yeah, it's just experience in your life, I think. I wouldn't change anything that I've done. I stand by everything. I've every decision I made, every place I've gone, and I love where I'm at. And I've said that time and time again. I love being a Beaver. That was a good 3 years of my start of my college career. But this is a great place to finish my college career, and I've loved everything about the coaching staff, the boys, the town, the fans, the alumni. Like, we get treated A+ here, and it's awesome. It's gonna be weird. I was talking to TS on the way out to the ice today about, he's just asking me how I feel about going back, and it's gonna be weird, I think, because you left that place, and coming back playing in that barn again, which I haven't done, and I think it would have been different. It was last year, but it's just so far removed since we've done it and since I've been there. And I think that it will be weird, but it's just another hockey game.
What do you personally want to accomplish? Obviously, the team wants to go on a run and go deep into the playoffs. What do you want to accomplish here before the season's done?
I want us to, no matter the wins or the losses here, I want us to get our mojo. That's the big thing. I think you can hope, obviously I hope we win 8 games down the stretch, right? Everybody can dream of that right now. But I don't think that is as important as us feeling good about our game and us knowing how we have to play our game. Because I'd rather go 4-4 and feel damn good going into playoffs than go 8-0 and us not really know where we're at. And obviously, like, those are semantics. But it's I just want us to get back to doing what we're good at and love the way we play.
Best of luck.
Thanks, Schultzy.